Tracy Burns. I'm a financial advisor with UBS. This podcast is called Five Things. So you're going to learn five things and then you are going to move on with your life. We're busy. I get it. You have things to do. So I've been on this mission to help women empower themselves financially, help get them through divorce, transition. I have a super soft spot for female founders, entrepreneurs, small businesses, and of course, closing this wage gap. I have three adult children. Two are young women. And this podcast is a small piece of helping us all get there. So I have a personal interest in all of it. Before we move on, please listen to our previous podcasts. Recently, just did one about how to get your financial life in order before the end of the year. We've talked about how to find the perfect board seat, how to find the perfect board. We've talked about things like what you can do to, believe it or not, understand the GLPs out there. So please check out the previous podcasts. And let me know what you think. Okay, so today we're going to talk about kids, teenagers, and money. And I'm going to give you five things to do to talk to them about all that. Because let's face it, we have to teach them. Our educational system sadly is not doing it. I have no idea why we still teach about Mesopotamia. But we have failed our kids because so many of them don't even know how to write a check or put a stamp on an envelope. And I'm not even going to get into that. But so therefore, understanding finances falls on our shoulders and we have to take responsibility for our kids and the next generation. The other thing too is October 11th is International Day of the Girl. International Day of the Girl is celebrated each year. It's a global day dedicated to promoting the rights of girls and empowering them. It's a day to recognize the challenges that girls face because let's face it, girls fall out of math, they fall out of science, and mentorship is what keeps them in. So there's this awesome website out there, etchagirls.com. The founder basically created it to promote mentorship for young girls. The more we mentor, the better off they are, and in finance in particular. So what's really cool is she has these stats. 58% of girls say they've learned the most about finance and money management from their mom. Come on now. 93% of girls would feel better entering the adult world if they had a financial mentor. And 94% of girls say a finance mentor would help them avoid getting into too much debt. Now look, you know me, I am constantly on my soapbox in support of women and girls, but let's extrapolate this today to all kids. I bet you we can say that many kids, many teenagers, many young adults would feel better about things if they had a mentor, a financial quote unquote mentor. And you don't have to be a finance professor. You don't even have to take a class in college. You just need to talk to them. So here are five things you could do right now to help the next generation learn about money. And the first one is to talk about it. Talk about money. Talk about earning it. Talk about saving it. By teaching your teenagers, kids, young adults about finances, you're basically setting a positive example for them. They are more likely to adopt your values and behaviors when it comes to managing money if you talk to them. So incorporating financial ed into your teenager's upbringing, and that could be as simple as, let's say, you know, a couple dollars here, or let's donate some money to a charity that needs. It's simple. You're giving them a valuable gift that will benefit them for years to come. This early financial ed that I wish they taught in schools helps teenagers, even young kids, develop these healthy spending habits. They understand the importance of saving, and then they learn how to budget for stuff. You want that new fancy phone? Okay, fine. Then let's do something around the house, and we'll put a little money aside every time you do something that helps the household. You know, all this electronic payment stuff these days almost makes it feel like things are free. They're not. Somebody's check account is being tapped every single time you swipe. So whose is it? And how do these kids learn? Not unless you teach them. The good part is this is a foundation that will serve them well as they navigate the complexities of personal finance and adulthood. Look, these are life skills. Financial literacy goes way beyond money management. It's problem solving. It's decision making. It's critical thinking. We help our kids make smart financial decisions. We're setting them up both personally and professionally. It's really, it's important. Second thing you're going to start doing is talking about the economy. Again, you don't need to be an economist. You didn't even need to take an economics class in college. You just need to talk about it. Help them understand. Inflation, for instance. What does that really mean? Well, the easiest thing you could do is tell a kid to get on the phone with grandma and ask her how much a loaf of bread was back in her day. How about that? Understanding why things are more expensive today. It's, again, you don't need a degree to understand that the cost of supplies have gone up. Economy's flooded with dollars. Sometimes they pass these prices on to us. It doesn't have to get more complicated than that. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to explain this stuff. Interest rates. Talk to your kids about interest rates. Why is it such a big deal these days? Well, it affects your student loan. It'll affect your car loan when you go out to lease a car the first time you're out there. Your credit card, if you have one, or you're going to get one. These rates affect the amount of money you're going to owe. It affects all of us. I absolutely love when a kid gets his first paycheck. They're all excited and they're like, where the heck did half of it go? To me, that's like such a come to Jesus moment. And it's so important, again, for you to talk to them. Talk about taxes. Why do we collect taxes? Well, we started collecting taxes so that we can help keep our roads in good shape and to help welfare services and things like that. And your tax dollars go to work in all different parts of the economy. So listen to the news and pay attention to where your tax dollars are being spent. This is super important. And it's something a high schooler could do. Let's get them involved. Unemployment rate. Why is that important? Why do we care so much about the unemployment rate? I'll tell you why. Because when you get out of school and you're going to start looking for a job, if unemployment is high, you're going to have a problem. That's it. That's all you need to say. Number three, talk about risk and reward. Understanding this concept helps them make informed decisions. Look, everything in life is a risk and a potential reward. When you ask somebody out on a date for the first time, when you invest in something, there's a risk that you take for a reward down the road. Help them understand that investing in companies versus the products, also risk and reward, but can actually make a little bit more sense. You want that new fancy phone? Maybe you don't buy the phone. Maybe you buy a share of the company that makes the fancy phone. Because I'll tell you what, in 5 years, your fancy phone, not going to be so fancy anymore, and your stock may be worth way more than when you bought it. Maybe, maybe not. It's a risk. But it's a risk that maybe we should all help our kids understand. But that's the power of long-term investing. There's some risk, right? You got to put out this money today. And you kind of don't understand why. You don't have anything to touch or hold. You don't get it. You don't get the actual fancy phone. But over time, you might win. And your little risk from the beginning might be worth way more than that phone would have been down the road. This is one of my favorite ones. Talk about compound interest. I love this. People need to understand this. And again, you don't need to be a finance major. This is what it's like. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. The snowball just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's kind of like compound interest. If the interest you earn on money, it's just added back to the original pot. And then we keep earning interest on the newer pot, on the larger amount. And the money that you keep earning gets bigger and bigger. Simple example. You have $100, it earns 5% this year. So now you have $5 in interest. Now I have $105. I'm going to put it back in. I'm not going to go spend that $5 on tacos somewhere. I'm going to reinvest that. I'm going to put that $5 back in the pot. So now I have $105 to invest. So in the second year now, I'm going to earn 5% on $105. You know what that means? I earn $5.25 this time around. So now my snowball is up to $110.25. It's growing. I'm not doing anything. I'm just walking away, leaving it alone and letting it do its thing. Let it roll down a mountain. Keeps getting bigger. The power of compound interest. It's a great way to make your money grow over time. I always say, think of it as your side hustle. An account is your side hustle. It's working. It's like a side job. Let it do what it's supposed to do. Kid starts a new job, open that retirement account, even if it's a small amount of money. Compound interest. And then, of course, even better, they keep adding to it. So then we dollar cost average in, snowball gets even bigger. Interest and dividends are reinvested, snowball gets even bigger. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Brings us to the last one. And this one actually is near and dear to me. Talk about your financial mistakes. Talk about them. What did you screw up as an adult? We all did. We all made dumb financial decisions over the years. So be honest about them. Teenagers are less likely to fall into debt or make impulsive purchases if you say, oh, yeah, well, I did that and look how it ended up for me. I'll tell you one of my biggest financial mistakes. Well, I have two. One, I borrowed from my retirement account for our first time home purchase. I know so many people do it. I know it's allowed and I know you can, but I then had a bunch of kids. So it took me so long to make it back. And it's a regret, I'll admit it. I also graduated from college with credit card debt, which back then, which is no longer allowed, the credit card companies actually set up tables in the cafeteria, in the university hall, or wherever the heck we were. And all I had to do was fill it out. I walked out with a credit card. I was a stupid sophomore in college. But I had credit card debt when I graduated. That is terrible. I'm embarrassed to say that. Anyway, tell your kids about your mistakes. Help them. You're human. We're all human. I have an MBA, by the way, now, and I have no problem telling you that I've made financial mistakes over the years. It's life. Nobody's impervious to this. All right. Finally, I'm going to shout out to UBS has this great partnership with The Code. So it's ubs.com/The Code. Tons of information, short little 5-minute snippets for kids to learn about money. And there's levels for grammar school, high school, kids right out of college. Just look through it. I'm telling you, it's easy. It's invaluable. And they can learn a lot. All right. You can reach me at tracy.byrnes, TracyByrnes at ubs.com. If there's a topic you want me to cover, please let me know. Otherwise, I'm Tracy Byrnes. I'll catch you next time. Go talk to your kids.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.